What you really need to do, though, is look at your own business and figure out how you get customers. How do you really get customers in your business? If it is from people searching online and buying online and clicking and ordering it like Amazon, great. But that's only some small sliver of businesses. If you get it by sitting down with people, building trust over time, building a relationship, getting them to know that they can trust you and they like you and they know what you do, that has to be done completely differently. It can still be done online, but it can't be done with the tools that people sell you. And the reason they sell you the tools they do is because it's about volume. Most online marketing tools are about how many people you can click or get or send to because they make money on volume. But usually you're making money on intimacy, right? Getting to know someone deeply. And I'll give you a quick example. When you use LinkedIn as a sales tool, most people use it at the top. They look at the title. This is a person with this company size of 50 to 200 employees. I'm going to call them because they're the VP of whatever I sell, right? Boom, that's who I want. And that's as far as you go on LinkedIn. That's what most companies do. And that's what people would tell you to do. What we say is scroll to the bottom of someone's profile. That's where they tell you where they went to school, what charities they support, what other leaders in the industry they follow. That's what they are as a person. That's how you get to know them, and that's how you can interact with them. So the same tool can be used to build a relationship or just pound away at them with some sort of spam message. So that's what we get into, is thinking about what does that person on the other side really want to hear from you? They want to hear about what they care about, that you care about them.